Welcome to What Stina Says. Hi, I'm Christina, founder of Coach Stina and Heart for Children. In this podcast, I am breaking down for you exactly how I have scaled to multi-six figures in 26 months. I will also be stripping down to the raw and real as a mother and multi-six-figure entrepreneur. The art of building a personal brand has become more noisy than ever before. I coach you through how to leave behind your logic to get your cash flowing, all while giving a realistic picture of the battle to remain
Episode 17,
as a mother.
How Spiritual Wealth Keeps Me Grounded as a Mom and a Business Owner. From a very early age, one of the practices that I have maintained since I was 8 years old was keeping prayer journals. So I have prayer journals from when I was 8 years old. Now today, I'm going to share with you all some writings from a specific journal that began for me back in 2020. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because for those of you that don't know, my very first business was affiliate marketing with a company called Beauty Counter. So my first endeavor with sales was selling someone else's products. It taught me so, so much. And then this evolved into me saying, hey, you know what? I want to help other women with these sales strategies that I've mastered because I was bringing over $1,000 a month in affiliate sales. So I created a low ticket membership for women that helped them to do this. And it was during this time that I actually sold my very first mastermind. Now in 2021, I took some time off while I was pregnant. And then, as you all know, I took my business full time in 2022. But the way I entered 2022 was the same energy that it began in 2020. I was utilizing the exact same funnel framework, but eventually shifted this funnel framework from low ticket to high ticket. So this was why at the start of 2022, it took me several months for the funnel, the high ticket funnel, to start converting. But once it did, it was magical. And I ended up doing six figures in that first year. What a lot of, and by first year, I mean 2022, what a lot of six figure and multi-six figure business owners, even seven figure business owners, won't talk about is some of their lowest lows, right? The times when they weren't making money, the time when it was hard, the times when you were just like, okay, God, where are the people that are meant for me, right? You're feeling like you're not standing out and you're just like, what am I supposed to do? So for me, my spirituality really kept me grounded. And it still to this day keeps me grounded because it keeps me detached from my results. And when I say that, I mean, I don't find my worthiness in making money. I never have. I don't find my worthiness in whether or not I'm getting new sales, whether it's a high or a low sales month. I find my worthiness in who God has uniquely designed me to be. So I'm going to share with you just some pages from this journal back in 2020. And the very first line that I want to read is the fact that faith lays hold of the wealth, right? So our greatest wealth is who we are on the inside. It's not what we produce. It's not the results that we get. And I realized I've been operating in that very masculine energy for a super long time. A large part of this was because in my 8.5 years of public education as a manager, there was no time to be in my flow, right? It was a very regimented schedule, and there were far more responsibilities on me than I ever had time for. So this for me was really, really critical. The next thing I want to read to you is from June of 2020. And I wrote in my journal, Lord, you've brought to my attention a new purpose that my business serves. Unlike the world, I am free from the burden of striving. I am free from the burden of chasing. I am free from the race of proving through my numbers. Instead, I trust that you are bringing the women to me slowly but surely that should be joining us. The reason I read this to you is because, y'all, who you are when you are in a struggle, when you are in a valley, when the mountain is right standing in your way instead of you standing on top of that mountain, this is where your foundation for a sustainable business is going to be laid. This is where the character building happens. And this is what God was doing in me all the way back in 2020. And given at this point, I had no idea that he was going to lead me to quit my full-time job with $0 in the bank, right? I had to make money. My husband and I needed my income for our current style of living. The next thing I'm going to read to you is another line from the journal, right? And in this particular moment, again, I'm asking God, I say, guide me to bless women with action and the love that you give to me endlessly. So I, again, didn't realize that the foundation was being laid for me to make action the priority in my business, meaning my goal would always be to help women get real tangible results without misleading them through empty promises. And you know what I prayed? I said, God, I pray that I would acquire 3 to 5 women to join our mastermind. So I was preparing to launch my very first mastermind. And I was also praising the Lord for the ones that he had already brought to my membership. So fast forward to the end of June, I wrote, "This business is yours. I'm so humbled that you gave me 3 new members to love and serve. I pray that I can steward this business for your glory. Show me who is to join us." And y'all, this is the thing. You can do all the marketing in the world, but it is still in the hands of the Lord who has divinely designed your life. He already knows the people that are going to come to you. So it's a matter of you acting daily and consistently to fulfill what God already knows is your purpose and your calling. At the start of July, I wrote, "Rooted, our foundation is the most critical part of our building. If you don't go deep, you can't go high. The storm that blows reveals the strength of the roots." Let me tell you something. Again, the foundation that you are laying inside of you is the most important. Okay, for me, this foundation is being rooted and grounded in love because of my deep experience with Christ. This is all to say that our society focuses so heavily on the financial aspect of wealth, which, let's be honest, God desires economic prosperity. God desires for us to operate from a place of abundance, but our identity is not to be placed in the wealth. So you have to detach your happiness and your worthiness from making money. When you activate who you are, an indirect result of that is going to be the cash flowing. And then in November of 2020, a pivotal moment for me. "I can't believe I am writing this as a mom to be. Lord, you have chosen me to be a mother. Thank you for this gift that came so easily. I pray for my business to prosper for the sake of my children." So let's normalize this as well, that we desire to create prosperous businesses because we want to pass something down to our children. There is nothing to be ashamed of in this mission. It is a high calling to stay true to that day after day after day. I also prayed, right, in December of 2020. This was when God started to stir in me that it might be time to put my then membership on hold, which was the Everyday Series. By the way, you can still look it up. It is an Instagram account. And I didn't know that that foundation, again, that I laid during that time would 2 years later serve to be the foundation from which I picked up and launched 2 different businesses that have now generated multi-6 figures. Okay. In December, I began to pray about our debt. My husband and I had some debt that we wanted to pay off. And I said, though our finances aren't sorted, though we are still in debt, though we don't know where we'll live, though we want for raises to happen so that I can be home. Y'all, do you hear the desire of my heart? I was already longing to be home, to quit my assistant principal job. I said, "I will not fear." This "I will not fear," this internal confidence, again, comes from knowing your identity and who you are. So I have been blown away by looking back on this path to where I am. And I encourage you to look back on the path that you are on and what has gotten you to where you are. I wrote later on at the end of December, "Love doesn't rush. Love doesn't rush." I even told God, "I don't feel heard with my business, Lord, because I'm not getting immediate results. But at the same time, I hear your voice so clearly. I hear you telling me to be patient. I feel in my heart that Jake and I," that's Jake is my husband, "are on the verge of something extremely prosperous. May I honor you today with how I love others." Y'all, the thing that I was on the brink of that was extremely prosperous is my LLC, Wealthy Solutions LLC, that I launched in 2022. But there was a period of waiting. There was a whole year that I took off before launching into becoming a full-time entrepreneur. How unbelievable is that? And then I said, "Through continued patience and diligence, you will prosper my business." Okay, so when we build, again, these character-based foundations, we know who we are. We keep showing up every day, not for the money, but we keep showing up out of a genuine desire to help people. There is no way that that work is not going to be blessed. So friends, invest in your spiritual wealth above all else. Thank you so much for listening.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, "Christina, how do I learn more from you?" You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.